belt. Well, I disagree. I think you need to earn what you get in life. So join me, because I'm going to be redistributing the truth, one word at a time, here on the Unsolicited Opinion.
Somehow you're not patriotic, and we should stand up and say we are Americans and we have a right to debate and disagree with any administration.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and this is the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show. How's everybody doing today? I'll tell you, it's just another Monday in the neighborhood, isn't it? I have another great guest lined up that I am going to bring on after the first break, and we're going to talk about our education system again, that illustrious, glorious indoctrination camps that you send your kids to each and every day, expecting them to come home knowing something, and all they are doing is being indoctrinated into being good global sheep. That's all. They don't want them to know anything, because if they taught them anything, then they would rebel against them. So you can't have that happen. So the thing to do is to make them good sheep, and you just lie to them, and you rewrite history, and you alter the truth to have it coincide with what it is that they're creating. They're creating the new truth. That's what's happening in our school systems today, and it is not a good thing. And as I say this over and over again, you need to pull your kids out of schools. You need to homeschool them. You have to do it now, not tomorrow. In fact, one of the advantages, if you want to look at it that way, try to find the bright side of things. The fact that so many people are laid off gives you ample opportunity to homeschool your kids. And if you can read, you can homeschool your kids, because these geniuses they call teachers are not Rhodes Scholars. I have news for you, even though now that I know what I know about Rhodes, he was no hero either. So being a Rhodes Scholar doesn't necessarily indicate other than you're going to be a good man to go along with their program. Anyway, we'll be back. 3 minutes, everybody. The Unsolicited Opinion. My name is Maggie Rodden. Don't go away.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with the return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept! That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Buddy, this is Maggie Rodden. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. Listen, if you'd like to call into the show today, the telephone number to do that is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. I want to say hello to everybody who is listening all around Texas, especially on our latest station, which is in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. That's KHFX, 1140 AM. And, of course, on all the other stations around the country that are carrying this programming on this network, Republic Broadcasting Network, and everybody around the world who listens, because people listen from all over the world, and that's an excellent thing because people know something's wrong, and they know the place they're going to hear the truth is on this network. Alternative media is the place to be. It certainly isn't that mainstream media crap, because all it is misleading media. You can find Republic Broadcasting Network on Facebook, Republic Broadcasting Network. You can find us on Twitter, at RBN Live. And if you would like to advertise your business or service, then I highly suggest you do that, because you're not going to hear the truth on any other stations other than alternative media and Republic Broadcasting Network. Then get in contact with us. The number to do that, 800-724-2719, 800-724-2719. You can contact us via our website, republicbroadcasting.org. You can send us something via the U.S. mail. Our address is 2251 Double Creek Road, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. If you just want to donate to the cause, because it costs money to keep the lights on in at the network to be able to bring programming to you, then you can do that as well. So please do that. It's the only way that we're going to continue to make things happen here. And so it's critical that you put your money where your mouth is. It's just as simple as that. You need to stand up and be counted. I can't overemphasize that. I know I sound like a broken record sometimes, but it is what it is. It's just the facts. That's just the truth. My guest this morning, and of course, you know, I always play a song that most of the time anyway, has something to do with my guest. And that one really doesn't. But the one that I played, I just felt like hearing a little B.B. King this morning. That's all. So. But my guest this morning, and I'm excited to have him on, his name is Colin Gunn, and he is a co-director of a movie called Indoctrination. And you can find that movie on the website indoctrinationmovie.com. And this is all about our public schools and the decline of Christianity in America and why we have such a decline going on. Why have these things happened? So I am very excited to welcome Colin Gunn to my show this morning. Thank you, Colin, for joining me. I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you so much for having me on your show, Maggie. It's an honor.
So tell me, how did you get involved with making this movie? Why? What prompted you to make this movie?
Well, we've been making documentaries for a few years now, and we only make documentaries on issues that we really think are vital to our culture. And so we eventually had to get around to education. So we thought, well, you know, what is the most important issue in our culture? And when we look at all the political issues in the world, all the things that we're dealing with, socialism, welfareism, Federal Reserve, all those things, realize that you can't fix those without an educated populace or a populace that understands the issues, understands economics and understands ethics and all the rest of it. And what we realize is there's a really dumbed down populace in America, people that don't know how to vote, how to think, how to have good ethics and all that sort of stuff. So we look at the source. And so when we decided to make a movie about the education system, we realized it was a vital issue. An issue that is at the heart of the way our culture is going. And when we started to look at the education system, we realized that it's not an accident that we have a socialist country now in America. We realized that this was a designed thing, that the American public school system, compulsory education as it was brought in the 1800s, had a socialist outlook and really was designed to considerably change American culture. So we chose this issue because it's vital to America to be able to fix this problem of education.
Well, you know, never the word Christianity or Christ or God or anything can never be spoken in the public school systems today. If it is, it's a rare thing. I don't even, you know, and it's just a fluke when it occurs. Let's talk about how did that come about? What happened? What was taking place that altered it from we are a nation where you could talk about God in school and it wasn't shunned. You weren't shunned. It wasn't prevented. And, you know, now we have the secularized system where, you know, you can't tell the child anything about God in school. And that's a big no-no. What transpired?
We almost have a completely secularized education system in America, where God is excluded. In fact, in our film, we have several stories of teachers who are either struggling with the issue of not being able to talk about their faith and talk about Christ in the classroom, to another teacher who was actually fired for naming the name of Christ, you know, literally marched out of his classroom and banned from teaching. So we've seen this happen. We see it happen for the students as well. So children are getting kicked out of their schools for giving out Christmas pencils or, you know, silly things like that, or praying in the classroom. So we see this secularization. That's gone along with the secularization of America. But we see that the root of it is that these children are taken away from their parents and given this education where Christ's name and word is absent. Now, that started in the 1800s. It's not a recent thing. You know, it definitely was better in the 50s. It was definitely better before that. And we did have the Bible in the classrooms and teachers that prayed. So we've seen a decline. But when you look back at the history of American education, there really was a motive at the higher up level to secularize America through the public school system. So, for example, Robert Owen was an atheist, and he built New Harmony, Indiana. He's actually built a place called New Lanark near where I used to live in Scotland. And he was a utopian visionary. He wasn't a believer. And he believed the best thing to do is to get the kids away from the parents with their old worldview, their old ideology, and get them into a progressive system. And that progressive system would save America, effectively. These people were utopians. They believed that if you get the right time, the right circumstances, and the right amount of money, then you can fix the culture. They really believed this naive perspective that all problems will go away if you have this totalitarian system. And so Horace Mann came along, who was a Unitarian. And Unitarianism was is a problem for Christians, particularly because it undeifies Christ. So it takes Christ's authority away, and it essentially becomes a humanistic worldview. And so back there in the 1800s, you saw this progression of philosophy. Freud came along through G. Stanley Hall and a bunch of other people who believed in an evolutionary approach to education. So they saw the child not as a fallen, sinful person who needed to be instructed and brought to maturity. They saw them as essentially pure. They saw them as something that just if you have the right input, the correct input, you will get the right results. And so they had a scientific view. Of course, Marx was there as well, and so we all know that the 10th plank of the Communist Manifesto was the establishment of a compulsory free education system for everyone. So it's sad, but our system is very similar to the Marxist plan for education.
They rail all the time that there isn't enough money spent and that the reason why kids don't know anything is because we haven't spent enough money. And if we would only spend more money, then kids would have better outcomes in school. And I saw something just recently that something I was reading in, that the SAT scores have been essentially flat for like 43 years. And I can tell you where I am, they spend almost $20,000 a year per student in the school district I'm in, and I'm outside of Philadelphia. And in Trenton, I believe they're spending almost it could be Trenton, New Jersey, or Camden. I can't remember which one. Might be Camden. They are spending almost $30,000 a year per student. And they don't know their left hand from their right.
What we're seeing, I mean, for $30,000, you could send your child to finishing school in Monaco. I mean, it's ridiculous. And can you imagine what a homeschooler could do with $30,000?
Yeah.
And that's the hard edge of education in America is homeschoolers. We pay for everyone else to get this education, and we have to pay again for ourselves. That's true for private schoolers, too. It's a vicious and cruel thing. You educate your own kids, but I'm going to take money from you to educate mine. And that's the harsh truth of redistribution of wealth in our schools. And, of course, enormously wasteful, union-led system and real greed within the public school system. It's a very wicked system, very unfair, obviously, with what they're doing. And the fact that they don't even get the result that they claim to get. You think the very basics of a school would be that kids could read or write. And they can't read or write. So they take $30,000, spend it on this child, and the kid is not educated. It's just absolute theft. And when you realize that they can't even supply the very basics, it makes it clearer to me, at least, that there's an ulterior motive, that their motive isn't about giving education and great education for everyone. That there's another reason why they want this public school system, and it's for themselves largely, and when the state educates, it has its own interests in mind, not the interest of your child. That's probably one of the most important messages in our film, to be aware of the interest of who the educator is. There's agendas, agenda upon agenda in the public school system, whether it's the pushing of homosexual rights, whether it's a socialist message, or just simply this message that the state owns you, that you come and we teach you and you go out and do what we want you to be what we want you to be. That's the big risk. And when you're a Christian, you want to be aware that Christ owns your kids and that they should be in service to him, not the state. So it's a very different worldview, and we encourage people to be aware. Look at the public school system, look at the power, look at the money they spend, and look at their terrible results, and be aware that there must be another reason why they want to do this. It is for their own good, not the good of your child.
Well, the tell-all really is the fact that they keep replicating this and the outcome never changes. And they say, oh, well, we've made average yearly progress or we're improving. Well, what's the improvement if the kids can't read or write? I mean, how can you say that anything is acceptable that's less than that? I think I'm hearing the cue music, Colin. We have to go to break. We'll be back in 3 minutes, everybody. 800-313-9443 is the number to call in this morning. My guest, Colin Gunn, co-director of Indoctrination, the movie, indoctrinationmovie.com. We'll be right back.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees. But we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rod, and this is the Unsolicited Opinion. The call-in number today is 800-313-9443. You can find, I will link to Colin Gunn's website on my website, which is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com, theunsolicitedopinion.com. Go there under the tab entitled podcast. I will link to Colin Gunn's website. His website is indoctrinationmovie.com, and we're talking about the indoctrination of our kids in the school system and the best thing you can do. And I say this all the time. You have to pull your kids out of the school system, period. End of story. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. There's no alternative for you but to drag them out of that, because they are in a prison camp, an indoctrination camp designed to deceive and lie to them and manipulate them. And who wants that for their kids?
Maggie, one of the things we're seeing is that a lot of people are deceived about the public schools. They're deceived by the schools themselves. They're deceived by, you know, general popular culture, which admires the school and admires the teachers wrongly. And we also have a method of encouraging people to think that it's normal to send your child away from your house, put them on a yellow school bus, and see them drive off. That's normalcy for America, but that wasn't always the case. We used to have a very close association between children and their parents, where children would work alongside their parents in the home or out in the field. And there was a natural approach to education, which involved a lot of reading. And that's when America was well educated. Now we have this large system, and people need to learn that they are being deceived about the public schools. And sadly, a lot of people deceive themselves, I think. I think there's still a belief that, you know, our school is good enough. that we don't really have the problems that the bad schools have, you know, the drugs, the violence, the access of Planned Parenthood, and all the other stuff that just goes along with the public schools that we all know goes on there. One of the interviews that's really important for our film is an interview with Brian Rohrbach, and he was a father of a Columbine victim. And he would tell you that that's what he thought about his school, that it was a great school. In fact, if you visit Columbine, and we did for the film, it was a great school in a great area. It's a, you know, perfect school. It's nice, clean, tidy. You know, it's set there in Colorado with the mountains and just looks great. And, of course, we all know what happened there. And we are warning people that violence in the schools is an issue. Pregnancies through the roof, all these young ladies, sexual assaults. And the schools don't advertise these things to you. They're never going to tell you on their website how many sexual assaults or criminal actions or how many teachers even have molested students in their school. One study recently suggested there's probably one, at least one child molester actively in every school district. And so you need to really be aware that if you don't want bad things to happen to your child, you will take them out of the public schools.
Well, you know, I don't know, and I can't recall now. I was listening to something just this past weekend, Colin, and they were talking, it was the statistics on the number of assaults and rapes and things that go on throughout a public school system. And I'm not sure if it was just what went on within the Philadelphia school system, because they were talking about, you know, like 70 out of the Philadelphia schools themselves are failing, or maybe even a higher number than that. I'm guessing, but it's roughly somewhere around there. But the statistics related to the crime and violence that goes on is just mind-blowing.
You're seeing it. There's been over 400 school-related deaths in Columbine. You know, the media focuses on the big events, but continually we're seeing suicides, we're seeing murders and sexual assaults happen within the system, and we're not told enough about it because, you know, you've got a collusion of the state between the public schools and the police and the city. They don't want to advertise the bad news. And the issue for me is, if anyone was going to do anything to my son or my daughter, I'm there all the time. Mostly as a homeschool dad, is also a work-at-home guy who makes films. I'm there with them. The problem with the public school system is they're not there with you, and they're not even there with people that you can trust. You think you can trust teachers because of all the propaganda and movies about how great teachers are and how much they love the kids. Well, in reality, it's a place that pedophiles are attracted to. There's a desire there's not a love for your child. There's good teachers there, don't get me wrong. But there's also a lot of bad teachers there. But the main thing is you're not there. In fact, you're not allowed to be there. You can't go sit in a classroom and learn what the teacher's teaching or observe what the teacher's doing. By law, you can't be there. And so you're at a risk and you're responsible. That's the other thing. You give your child over to someone else, you're responsible for what happens to them.
Colin, we've got a caller in Texas. We have Lisa in Texas. Hi, Lisa. How you doing?
Good morning. Good morning, Maggie. Great. Hi, Colin. I'm so excited to talk to you. I love your accent, first of all. But it's so ironic that you're on this program this morning. Maggie always has great guests. But I am sitting here holding in my hands your movie. I ordered it from Cutting Edge Ministries, and I haven't gotten a chance to watch it yet. But I think that's just ironic in and of itself. My mom has been studying the concept of the indoctrination centers for a long time, so I've grown up being aware of them, but I have two children in college and one in a private Christian high school, which I still have to monitor closely, and I do. But I guess I just want to bring up the point and maybe have you comment on it, Colin, how this is truly, and you are right, this is a high spiritual battle that's going on, and I'm currently starting to deeply research Tavistock Institute, and that has to
Lisa, hang on. I'm going to hold you over after the break. We've got to go to another quick 3-minute break, everybody.
Okay.
So please stay with us. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. My guest this morning is Colin Gunn, and we shall be back in 3 minutes, so don't change that dial.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with Lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
Hey, everybody. This is Maggie Rodden. This is the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show. If you'd like to call into the show, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. My guest is Colin Gunn. He is the co-director of the movie called Indoctrination. Their website, indoctrinationmovie.com. You can purchase the movie on their website. And Lisa from Texas, please go ahead. Finish making your point.
I just wanted that. I'd love to have Colin comment on the dangers of a particular aspect of the public education system, namely the International Baccalaureate Program, and what that really entails and how that fits into, indoctrinating children to become world citizens of the New World Order, and what he thinks about that.
Lisa, thanks for calling in, and thank you for getting our movie. I'm sure you're gonna enjoy it. We don't actually touch on that in our film. One of the areas in our film that we do emphasize is that when you give your child over to a school, you surrender your rights to have authority. Your job is to raise your child, not any other institution or agency or person. And so when you surrender them to the public schools, they're open to any philosophy, whatever strain of philosophy is common. Of course, this whole international movement is a significant issue, and globalism, world government, environmentalism. It's really, we had to be very broad in our film. We don't address anything like that specifically, but what we make it clear is that when you surrender your children to the bus, we make an analogy, particularly about the school bus, because for me, coming into to America. That's one of the biggest symbols of American statism, are these yellow buses that you're all used to driving around the country. For me, it's astonishing. And so when you see these school buses take the kids away, we make that point very clear in the film. When you surrender them to the bus, there's a whole host of people ideologically, and you'll actually see in the film some animation where we show literally people on the bus who represent different philosophies. So we have Karl Marx in there. We have Hitler in there. We have John Dewey, of course, who wrote, you know, signed the Humanist Manifesto, and Owen and Mann, and then, you know, Barack Obama and all those people. So the idea is when you surrender your child to the bus, there is a legacy of 200 years of anti-Christian, anti-American philosophy on that bus. And, you know, whatever strain's coming down the line next for whatever agenda that our government has, you just have to submit to it. If you decide to put your child on that bus, one of the things we know is that your children don't tell you. If you send your child to a public school, and I went to a public school too, and I didn't come home and tell my mom everything I learned either on the playground or in the classroom. So a lot of Americans are deceived as to what their children are learning. They don't know what their child is learning. So if homosexual propaganda comes into the classroom, they don't know about it. The kid's just going to probably be pretty quiet about it and not bring it up because it's embarrassing. So, you know, these things go on. So it's a simple solution. Don't put your kid on the school bus if you care about what your child will believe in the future.
Great. The only other thing I would like to ask, I understand the concept, the best solution, obviously, is homeschooling all of our children. That seems to be logistically a difficult thing to get our entire country to do. And if that can't be achieved, then what other options are out there in order to stem the tide of indoctrination of our children? Is there any other answer?
Yeah, well, I'm a homeschooler, that's what I encourage other people to do. Obviously, some people do private education differently, but that usually is a more expensive option. And homeschooling, it's become remarkably affordable in the last few years, largely right through the Internet. So we're seeing this amazing gift from God, which is the fact that information is free to transmit. You don't have to buy bunches of textbooks. You don't have to buy a huge curriculum. That a lot of curriculums are available and they're relatively cheap. And so this is encouraging for homeschoolers who have struggled over the years. For the last 40 years, there's been even legal challenges to homeschoolers, but we're now in a period of time, through God's grace, in a good situation where a lot of states have a lot of liberties, and that we have to protect those rights and continue to do that, but we are in a good situation that it is affordable. We need to encourage churches to help people. We need to, as families, be willing to help others. One of the ways I like to talk about education, I like to talk about public schooling as a form of educational welfare, and it's a form of welfare that's just become acceptable for everyone to use. You know, 80-90% of Christians use it. Whereas if we talk about food stamps, we would quickly, if 80 or 90% of the people in your church were on food stamps, there would be some concern, at least through the deacons, that we maybe shouldn't be doing this, or we should try and fix it. And so you'd come up with other ways to get people off of the food stamps. We're on this educational welfare system where everyone is taking this handout from the government. And so we as Christians, we need to make alternative systems available and endeavor to do that, whether it's a system of social security or healthcare, an alternative version that's either within the church or within our families that counters what the state is providing so that there is a good alternative. And really, a large part of it is the simple work of the church, that the church has to look after widows and orphans first, that the church should be preaching the Word of God and really encouraging people to teach their own children. And so when the church hasn't been doing that because many...
No, because half of them are taken over by the globalists. So.
Well, that's right. Pastors have their own kids in the public schools and are ignorant generally of the American system and are trusting or, you know, idolize America, the American system they think is true. So there's a real need for faithful pastors to really, from the pulpit, call people out of the system. So we're doing it in our film, but there are other institutions. Exodus Mandate is a good example. They've been doing it for years. And to cater, to make homeschooling, you know, doable for people, I just encourage them. I know some of the, you know, The homeschooling movement isn't a rich movement. There's many people that are homeschooling that have generally one income. That's what usually happens. And they're not. It's not generally a big bunch of wealthy people doing some luxurious thing called homeschooling. They do it because they prioritize the education of the children above everything else, whether it's another car, bigger home, whatever it is. So that's the sacrifice. So we say, look, it's hard, but it's worth it.
Lisa, I have another caller I want to take. Do you have any more, another question you want to get in quickly? Otherwise, I want to thank you for calling, and I'm going to go to another caller.
No, I will. I'll let other callers call too. But thank you so much.
And thank you're welcome.
For calling, and Maggie.
Thanks for calling, Lisa. Thanks for listening.
Bye-bye.
Let's go to David in San Francisco. Hi, David.
Yeah, hey, morning, Maggie. And I didn't catch your guest's name.
Colin Gunn.
Oh, hey, Colin. Yeah, there's a great deal that I'm disagreeing with him about, and the biggest catchphrase I would use right to start is, united you stand, divided you fall. And the idea of the original education system was to make sure that everybody in the neighborhood wasn't going to get cheated. And if somebody...
Well, they're getting cheated with it now, wouldn't you say?
Yes and no. I mean, I live out here in San Francisco, and we have been keeping track of our education, you know, our Board of Education for years, and so we're making sure that they don't buy stupid textbooks, that they keep, you know, the old expression, reading, writing, and arithmetic, had everybody working with the same numbers, working with the same alphabet, working with the same set of standards, that you could know that science was authentic if it was agreed upon by the school board. Well, now these school boards are being bought up by the local polluter who's there to say, oh, nuclear isn't dangerous. We'll give you $100,000 a year extra if you just won't say that, you know, that it is dangerous. You know, they'll say that the local polluter, you know, poisoning the river isn't. And you can see where the school boards have been cheated by certain people getting on the school board and making sure that certain things are censored. So, like, if we're going to have an education system, you know, if I were to go to a faith-based doctor who would be just not much more than a witch doctor who would say that, oh, you didn't get sick from pollution, you got sick from spirits in your head, or you got sick from not believing in Jesus, or, you know, something strange, and I went to my grave dying of some weird cancer that came from pollution in the river, but I convinced myself that it wasn't that polluter's fault, and that it was my fault for not believing hard enough in God. I mean, that's where we're going with your guest's idea of homeschool.
I don't think that's the case at all. No, I think I would have to disagree with you, David. I think what my guest is saying, and I'm going to let him speak for himself in a moment, but what you're implying is that people who are teaching their children to have a belief in God, somehow this is like some witchcraft that we're believing in, and it's not some factual ideology, or that homeschoolers somehow aren't teaching fact, they're teaching fiction, and the place to find fact is in the school system, which if you look at all of the statistics, and I can tell you from reading and following what's happening in our educational system for the last few years, I just finished reading a book called The Language Police, and yes, the textbooks, David, all of them have all been censored to the point that they're like...
By Texas.
It has nothing to do with Texas. It's Texas and California. It's to comply with the censorship rules by all of the people who don't want the truth to be out there. So they're going to censor the truth to comply with. We don't want anybody's feelings hurt. Everybody is equal. That a blind man isn't handicapped. That they're just as have no more impediments to success than a sighted person, which is absolutely nonsense. You can't tell me that someone who can't see has no problems in life and can get through life as easily as someone who is sighted. But this is the kind of crap that appears in our textbooks. So to say that somehow someone is going to get a better outcome going to our public school systems is just absolutely wrong. Look
Depends
at the results. The results of our public school systems speak for themselves. How do you get out of high school with a high school diploma and you can't read past the second grade level, David?
Are you familiar with No Child Left Behind, that was
created. It doesn't
matter
whether it's No Child Left Behind.
No Child Left Behind was sabotage.
School to work, race to the top. It doesn't make any difference what you call it.
Maggie, you're making stuff up as you go along, and you're not letting me answer.
I'm not making it up, David,
please. You're not letting me answer, and No Child Left Behind was created by Neil Bush.
It doesn't have anything to do with the Bushes. They're both to blame. This isn't a Democrat-Republican thing, David.
He created
it's not a Democrat-Republican thing. Listen, I want you to hang on. Colin, do you want to comment here? Otherwise,
yeah, of course. David, thanks for calling in. I'm actually a part native of the Bay Area. I used to live in Castro Valley, and I missed San Francisco very much. And I would love to visit back here. It's one of my favorite cities.
What did you miss about it?
So I wanted to answer your question. I think one of the concerns here that Maggie's bringing up is that when you have a public system, it's immediately politicized, and we end up arguing about Democrat, Republicans, or whatever it is. And even on a school board level, all the personal politics. And what we're saying to families is that to get change on a school board requires a huge amount of political work and effort. And really, your child is at risk while you're doing all of that. Now, you're bringing up an important issue, and probably it's a charter school issue where wealthy businessmen with an ideology start to take over the school system. I'm as opposed to that as you are, but the point is that when you surrender your child to another institution, that your child is now vulnerable to the philosophy of that institution. It could be on the left where they're teaching progressive values, which I wouldn't like, or it could be on what's called the right, but it's usually some kind of hybrid of capitalism or fascism, where they represent a worldview that favors a corporation. And both of those, I would say, should never be anywhere near the education of a child.
Right.
But that's the result of a system that's organized, where they take money away from me, a homeschooler, and they give it to either a charter school guy who runs a corporation with an agenda to teach kids whatever he wants, or they give it to the board. I mean, it's just a separation of money from me to give it to someone who has an ideology. Everyone has an ideology. I have an ideology. It's a Christian ideology. And I want to teach my kids that Christian ideology uninterrupted. And, of course, that Christian ideology would include science and the value of science and the greatness of our modern health care and all the rest of it. So I don't think we have as big an issue as you might think here.
Right. Well, reading and writing and arithmetic, that old song that was written, 100 years ago, reading and writing and arithmetic taught to the tune of Hickory Stick, that was based on this idea that you had to, if you had all the kids that were going to grow up in separate houses and never play with each other on the street and always be alone looking out the window at the other kids playing, that the school district was as important for making sure that the town knew, if kids grew up shoulder to shoulder, they would know each other, they wouldn't be afraid of each other, they'd work with each other in the future, they'd have ongoing business relationships in the future. The idea that people living side by side would grow up side by side, and it was important that everybody showed up at the PTA meeting so that these arguments wouldn't turn into some crazy dismantling of civilization based upon fear. And keeping people alone and afraid of each other in homeschools is...
That's not...
Oh,
you know what, David, I'm sorry I disagree with you. This isn't the fact that your neighbor, your kid's going to sit inside and they're going to look out the window at all those strangers in the street and be fearful of going out and interacting with them is absolutely nonsense.
What it's like in the
city. You know where the craziness is created, David? It's in our secular school systems who deny individuality and they want to push this. Everyone is... all the same and equal. Yeah, we're all equally human, David, but we don't have a guarantee of equal outcomes, nor do we have equal skills, traits, characteristics, or anything else. David, thank you for calling. Colin, anything you'd like to say? Because we're going to move on to another caller.
David, I would just encourage you to be gracious towards homeschoolers. And actually, if you can spend time with them, you'll find very quickly that a lot of them are characteristically more socialized than many of the kids in the public schools who have already got themselves in cliques of goths and punks and all the stuff, the Lord of the Flies mentality that happens when you have a big bunch of unshepherded children hanging around all day. The homeschoolers, generally speaking, have the most liberty, the most time with adults than any other part of any other youth segment. So I think you just need to reconsider that issue.
Well, you're a lot more patient than I am today, Colin, I have to give you credit for that. Let's go to Eddie in Ohio. Eddie. Hello, Eddie.
Hey.
Hi.
Hello. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, go right ahead.
I just got a few comments. I'm a proud graduate of the Cleveland Public School System, and I know that 9 times 8 is 43, okay? I know that Colorado borders Florida. I don't see what the big problem is, okay? So Pakistan is next to Brazil. I mean, what is the problem? Do we really need educated people in this country? I mean, you know, think about it. They all start talking back to you. I'm going to have to respectfully disagree with you folks, you know, and those folks like those evil Muslims that homeschool their children and the Mormons, oh, my God, you know, anathema. I'm at a loss for words, you know. I wish I could read so I could, like, say something.
We're going to break. We'll be back in 3 minutes. We'll be back in 3 minutes, everybody. That's the cue music. We'll be back. Don't go away, everybody. This is the Unsolicited Opinion.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Hey, everybody. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. The call-in number is 800-313-9443. My guest this morning is Colin Gunn, co-director of a movie entitled Indoctrination. You can find it and purchase it on their website, indoctrinationmovie.com. And we had Eddie in Ohio who dropped I guess he didn't want to hear your response, Colin, or my response to him indicating that we're lying, that everything we're saying about the outcomes related to an education in our public school system, of course, is all a lie. We're making that up, that the statistics that you hear about all of the time about how many kids can't add one and one and get two, can't read, we're making that up. It's not really happening, and I don't know. I don't know, Colin. It just irritates me.
I don't know if Eddie was that serious, where he was coming from. But, yeah, I think we hear there's a lot of statistics out there, but really it doesn't come down to statistics anyway. We really just have to be ideological about it and be clear to people that the Bible tells you fundamentally that you're responsible for your child's education, not the government. And so there's a biblical argument that people really need to hear as well. It's not just about the public schools will give you an education that isn't as good as homeschooling. That's not the argument we're giving. We're saying there's your child is under threat. Now, there's statistics in that, and we do cover them in the film. But really, it's an ethical message and a responsibility issue. Who's responsible for providing for your family? Well, you are. As a dad to go out and work, I have to go and work to provide for my family. Who's responsible for your child's education? Same thing. I'm responsible for what they learn and what they grow up knowing.
Well, and the reality is, Colin, that the homeschool kids do have better outcomes than the kids who are coming out of our public education system. That's a fact. That's not fiction. That's not wishful thinking. That's the reality. And you look around our nation, all you got to do, look at the cashiers who can't make change, and they're graduates of our educational system. How do people think that came to be? That all the cashiers are just, there's something in their DNA that's changed, and they're just, you know, idiots, and one is two is beyond their capability? Or is it the educational system that they're graduates of that no longer stresses the need to be able to memorize your ABCs and memorize your times tables so that you're able to think in your head without the use of a calculator to be able to subtract $1.72 from $2.59 and come up with the correct answer?
Yeah, a lot of people think when we attack the public schools, we're somehow attacking the poor or underprivileged people in America who maybe don't have any option, but it's exactly the opposite. We have a huge concern about a lot of these young people who don't have a lot of opportunities, and their only opportunity is this socialized education system that really puts them at a huge disadvantage. So they go in and they don't learn. They have so much potential, as any young child does have, and it's stifled within this this system. And this system seems to be designed to keep them in their place. It seems to be that these young people won't excel, can't excel, and do not excel through the public school system. They're really just designed as another cog in the welfare American system. So they come out of the schools with a sentiment of, or they're not capable to work very well, they're not educated enough, they're not competent, and they have a mindset of socialist welfareism, and they just fit right there into this culture, which benefits not them, of course. It benefits to the American elite. It benefits the American system, the top tier, who benefit from workers who are willing to go and push buttons for $7 an hour. So that's what we're seeing. Whereas for my interest for my child is they excel even far beyond my abilities in my life, that they do much better than me. That's not the intention of the public school system.
Hang on, Colin. We've got a couple more callers, and we'll be back in 60 seconds. This is a quick 60-second break. My name is Maggie Rodden. This is The Unsolicited Opinion. Don't go away. We'll be back in just a few seconds. For those of you who can count to 60.
The next round of the worst financial crisis.